This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Nation. Let's go around the Mavs. We have three or four storylines for you. Segments brought to you by Soda, that's state of the art, and the Frankels. You'd think there'll be less big company trucks on the road because of gas prices. Think again. And those big trucking companies have insurance companies to protect them. So get the representation that won't settle for less. It's the Frankels. 214-333-3333 or online at truckwreck.com. Yeah, Jason Kidd followed up on the idea of not starting Christian Wood. And he says, when you check in at 6 minutes, that means you didn't start. We'll get to talking about his role as we go, but I've never coached him, so I want to first see what he's capable of doing in the different lineups and combos here in the preseason. Then we'll make a decision on where he's going to play, if it's coming off the bench or starting. But right now, he will not start. There's been a lot of attention on this story. It's been interesting. I almost feel like the media is anticipating this is going to be a problem, or maybe they're already hearing that it's going to be a problem. I don't know, but I think when a player comes to a winning situation from a losing situation, I want to give him a clean slate. You know, I don't want to be like, oh, what's Christian Wood going to say? He's not starting. Now, you know, there is some real benefit to it. You know, I think Kidd wants him to know we're giving everything a fair chance, but at the same time, we're going to do what's best for the team. And if you want to start, you probably got to play great defense. So I think this is fantastic coaching. You don't want to get players that have a reputation and start catering to them because you want them showing up in a good mood. You want those good players, if they need to sort of conform to your culture, which is what the Bulls did with Dennis Rodman. Had no problem. And I'm not comparing Christian Wood to Dennis Rodman, but there is that element out there as far as concern. Will Christian Wood's lack of maturity from previous stops become an issue here with the Mavericks? What do you guys think about that topic?
No, I mean, there's definitely it's a question, and some people might be more fearful about it than others. You had Kidd saying at the media day, like I've said it since the summer, he says that I would bring Wood off the bench and start JaVale. But then you had Christian Wood kind of, the media took it as kind of a joke, but they weren't really sure when they asked Christian Wood about it. And he's like, well, this is the first I'm hearing about it. And he apparently like kind of smiled and they all kind of laughed, but they weren't really sure like, is this like, there's no way this is the first time you've heard of it, right? But like, what's the deal? And then he went on to say like, hey, I'm motivated either way, off the bench or starting. But then they also asked him about like playing alongside Luka. And he was like, we'll see, you know, coming off the bench, we'll see. So it kind of indicated like, well, if I'm coming off the bench, how much time am I really going to share with Luka on the floor? Which I think is an overreaction because you're like, Luka's playing majority of the game. And I do anticipate Christian Wood being such a threat offensively that this team's going to need late in games. Like, you're going to get plenty of Wood and Luka. And as you mentioned, Dawson, like, it's a long season and all this stuff is very, very fluid.
Right.
So, like, it's not like the way we're coming out night one is the way it's just going to be. So you're going to get plenty of Luka and Christian Wood. But just him saying that, like, and you kind of, you don't want him to be overly happy about this. Like, the competitor in him is probably sure. Like, dang it, I want to be on
a contract
the floor.
Year.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Sure.
It's a contract year. He's got a lot to prove. And for me, it's one of those things where he's probably thinking, and he knows this, right? He's the best player for that position to be starting. And even if he doesn't start, you know, first stoppage, he's getting inserted into the lineup. So, all right, he doesn't start. Fine. Guess who's going to be playing the most minutes of that position? It's going to be Christian Wood. He's your second best player. So it might be kind of a big deal that's being made about it, but in reality, is it going to be that big of a deal? Probably not. He's just not out there for the starting tip. But yeah. He's going to be playing significantly more minutes than JaVale McGee.
And keep in mind, Jason Kidd does have a reputation as a mind bleeper. I think he is a master manipulator. Mm-hmm. He's doing it much more player-friendly than he did with the Nets and the Bucks, but that's still part of his MO. You know, that's still – what are you hearing about this, Brian, as far as Christian Wood? What are your sources telling you here? Are we good? Is this going to be clean or –
Yeah, this was one of those things. I asked a couple of guys about this, and I was told he's working harder than he has ever worked at any point in time in his career. They feel like they've made some progress. They feel like he's kind of got a little bit of a long way to go, but they're working with him. They felt like he's had a great summer so far with everything they've asked him to do. He's one of those guys, he said he's been the first player in the gym every single time that they've had summer workouts.
Boom. Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. The things that I learned about Christian Wood and before they signed him was that he was a guy that wanted to be known as a great player on a great team. He thought it was terrible to be a great player on a bad team. Mm-hmm. And so the attitude about him, and I know people are saying things about him and all that and the others, but my guys at the Mavs, to a person over there has told me that everything about him this summer has been super positive with his attitude and his willingness to do the work.
Right on. Beautiful. Into work. It's around the Mavs. Here's Chiafalo with the second quarter.
Well, so one of the other things that I think just in regards to Jason Kidd being the mind bleeper, and maybe it didn't work out for him in other places, but it's clearly worked for him here because they've put the success out there. All these guys are buying in on Jason Kidd. So I think advantage here to Kidd and what he's doing, because you have the outsider Christian Wood is now coming into this situation. It's not the team, and then all of a sudden here comes Jason Kidd, who's the outsider that's trying to tweak things. Like Jason Kidd, they have an established culture and buy-in now with Jason Kidd, and so now it's up to you, Christian Wood, to come in and conform to these guys, right? So I think there is an advantage there where, hey, Christian Wood, you're coming into our place now. We got a good thing going. We really like this guy in Jason Kidd, and so you need to go ahead and buy in as well.
This is what winners do.
Just to give you the thoughts of Tim Cato, who covers the Mavericks, in regards to this situation of Christian Wood coming off the bench, he describes it as not a frictionless situation. So there's definitely some disagreement.
Not frictionless.
Yeah, okay. Like he says, it's fair to say there are differing opinions on either side, but this is far from any sort of crisis.
Okay.
He says that it's just as likely to just to naturally resolve than to escalate into anything more serious. So I think that is a well-balanced thing here, and it makes sense. If you're Christian Wood, you're probably, the competitor in you is annoyed that you're going to be coming off the bench, but it's also hopefully chip on the shoulder. Watch, I'm going to go prove you now. And that's where it comes into the Jason Kidd mind bleeping. Yeah. That's his whole idea probably.
Now, I mean, every minute you don't play, it could cost you like $500,000 a year in salary. It's legit. It's just money. Minutes are money at this point as you're going into the final year of your deal. Mm-hmm. If I'm the agent, I'm like, what's this? You know? And if I'm Christian, I'm calling my agent like, man, are we in a bad spot? That would create some anxiety.
Now, the other thing that that Cato talks about is the vision for Jason Kidd and this team and the way it works. And last year, how the three-guard lineup worked for them so well, but it was kind of out of necessity. And you can see, okay, we have a need for a backup point guard, but we went and got a second big guy is what we actually did. And he says Wood's path to the starting lineup seems likelier to displace Spencer Dinwiddie than McGee.
Really?
So, go with a two big starting lineup, much like you saw the Lakers do it when they won the bubble championship.
With Davis and McGee?
They did it with McGee and Davis. And so that is, I think that's kind of the idea that Jason Kidd probably prefers in terms of team building, the way he envisions his team. Last year it was just, hey, this is what we have to work with, so I got to do it this way. But now, okay, in the offseason, I'm choosing to go get another big as opposed to replacing the backup point guard. So I just found that to be interesting.
Does. Defensively, rim protection, rebounding. We saw it specifically with Boston. The way they were able to navigate through the East to get to the finals, I think that was a big reason why, with Robert Williams being down low, him and Horford big reason why they were able to have success having those two bigs playing in that big lineup.
But don't you feel like a big part of the Mavs' success was two handlers on the court at the same time?
Yes, but you're now in a situation where Luka's going to have to be your main facilitator, and unless Spencer Dinwiddie, which I think we are very optimistic on how he's going to perform this year, unless Dinwiddie just forces your hand and says, hey, you can't take me off the floor, I don't mind that strategy from Jason Kidd.
I mean, I like it as a look with Luka and four big guys that shoot threes and play some defense, I guess. But the ball started to move so much better. There's like a domino effect when you get two creators on the court like that together.
What they ideally would like would be two ball handlers, three defenders, and the three defenders that can shoot.
Yeah.
That's their idea right there. I mean, their whole thing, when you, the more you talk to them about it, this thing about defense is not just just lip service. It's real to them. And when they start to evaluate players, it's about defenders. The first thing they say is a defender. That's the first thing they say. So if you talk about a lineup, it would be something like, with Luka, Dinwiddie, Bullock, Finney-Smith, McGee. We'll see, but that's kind of the vision that they have. And then they could slide Wood in and out of that lineup how they need to do it. So two ball handlers, three defenders. The defenders can all shoot.
But I love the idea of being able to go big, if you need to, because with all these teams going small, you could just punish like Looney did for the Warriors.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, he's just a huge factor in these playoff series because nobody could match up with his size.
Well, they're also talking about that ability to put pressure on the rim. That's what they wanted. That just playing defense, that's big to them. But that ability to shoot and then the ability to play defense is huge for them.
What you got for us, Wolchuk?
So Callie Kaplan had a great article in the morning news. The biggest focuses for the Mavs heading into training camp. Luka being in better shape certainly is going to be everybody's paying attention to that. And he looks like he has not come in overweight for the first time in 2 years and playing in Eurobasket.
It seemed like a shorter time period of him being off, right?
It was since just a week back. And a half. He got an extra week and a half since they left. They got eliminated a little bit earlier. But, yeah, he did not have as much time off. Hopefully that doesn't hurt him and he's not fatigued. But I'm sure the Mavericks are going to limit his workload if they feel that he is a little bit fatigued. Also, who's going to help Luka, which is what we were just talking about. You lose Jalen Brunson. I think the Mavericks are going to have to see what they have in Frank Ntilikina and Josh Green. We've heard maybe Josh Green starts getting some looks at point guard. I don't know how that's going to look, but maybe the Mavs know something. Maybe they're seeing something there. If anybody knows point guard, it's Jason Kidd, right? I'm not gonna argue with Jason Kidd there. If he thinks that Josh Green can run the point a little bit, all right, let's see what you have there in Josh Green. But it makes me wonder just a little bit.
Isn't Josh Green kind of a chaos player?
Yeah, he is. Like he's wild. He's like just a freak athlete.
Like he's diving over the scorer's table
he jumps before he knows where he wants to pass it, which is usually a cardinal sin in basketball, but somehow he pulls it off.
Yeah.
I believe he can be a ball handler. I think it's too early. I think he needs like two or three more years of NBA experience before things really calm down for him, but I think he's got the skill set for it.
No question. Where will Christian Wood be playing? What's his role, which we've really talked about at length and covered here? The four, the five. I like the idea of pairing him and JaVale McGee in a big lineup. I also think matchup, who you're playing night in, night out. Also, when you get into a playoff series, who you're playing, if you need to go small ball, if you need to go big, that'll dictate exactly what you end up doing there. The defense, does that carry over? Do you improve? They made such a jump going from 21 to the 7th best defense in the NBA last year. And then who's back healthy? How is Tim Hardaway Jr. looking? I've been saying this all offseason. If the Mavs are going to make a move at the deadline, I think you need Tim Hardaway Jr. to come out on fire the first half of this season because that is your best trade chip.
All righty. Thank you, guys. That. Love going around the maps here. And, yeah, I totally agree with it. Okay, coming up next, it's a G-Bag Nation presents You Make the Call. Who do you side with, the bullpen coach or his wife who threatened divorce? That's coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.